Good news for the ag and hort industry. The RSE workers, or some of them anyway, are back as of next week. Limited number will arrive from the Pacific, Vanuatu October 4th, Samoa and Tonga October 12th. They'll still have to do the five-day ISO at their place of work, take day zero, day five tests. Yummy Fruit General Manager Paul Painter's back with us on this one. Paul, morning to you.
Good morning.
Workable, winner?
Yeah, there's, what we've heard in this announcement is the dates, but they're not really the dates. They're pretty good at the spin, the government, but we don't actually know. I mean, as an employer, you need an approval to recruit before you can actually go and get the people and get their work visas stuck in their passports, and none of that's happened. So we don't know how many people we're going to get. We actually don't know when they're arriving. And we don't have the black and white on the details of the protocol. So we didn't really learn a great deal more than we learned a few weeks ago. So still in the dark, really.
Are you expecting someone at some point to turn up to help you pick some fruit?
We are, but certainly not on the dates that they've suggested.
So what are those dates for? Just that's the official tick over. Something could happen from that point in time on.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we're certainly not going to have any people coming in then. We haven't had any approval to bring anybody in, so it'll take us a while to get organised. Last week we got an email telling us not to go out and recruit people at this stage.
What?
So, we ignored that, of course. But, we got an email saying don't go and actively recruit. We haven't got information yet. So.
But they have got information, haven't they?
Well, I don't know. They're pretty good at putting out the press releases, and it sounds really good, and it sounds like problem solved. But in reality, at a practical level, we're still in the dark.
Oh, geez. So you in the ideal world, how many people do you need?
That's a good question. I mean, Hawke's Bay needs about 10,000 seasonal workers across the vegetable, grape, and apple and stone fruit industry. And unemployment here, June unemployment was 3.2%. So yeah, there are jobs everywhere walking down the street. I spoke to a cafe owner yesterday, quite despairing. His lunchtime business meeting seems to have dried up, and he's struggling with staff and has been for some months.
So you've applied for how many, and how many are you allowed to recruit if, in fact, you ever get to go out and recruit?
Well, we've applied for 60, and I'm not sure what we'll get, probably a number short of that.
You haven't been told what you're allowed?
No.
So you wouldn't have a clue what you're allowed, even though October 4th is about a week away?
No, that's right. I think we applied in maybe July or August, so we haven't heard anything since then.
So they'll come back to you and say, righto, you can have 48, say, and then you go out and then recruit from that point on?
That's right. It'll take us quite a number of weeks, but that's okay for us, because we're probably not really busy until the stone fruit thinning kicks in, which we're doing now, actually, and then stone fruit harvest. So we won't die until we get to sort of probably December. So we've got time to sort it out. But certainly the news is not instant arrival of people. I can't see a death of RSE workers wandering the streets in a couple of weeks.
What would you say the mood of your area is at the moment, just in general, about the plight of this country, the issues that industry faces, the COVID in general? What would you describe the mood as?
Mike, you talk about it regularly, and you did it very well the other day. I mean, the medical sector is under a lot of pressure. The primary industry is under a lot of pressure. Hospital, tourism, even construction, with the shortages of supply, the blowouts in cost, the lack of staff. So there's a huge amount of stress for business owners and managers. We're seeing quite a lot of churn in employment as a result. And generally the mood is low, quite despairing amongst some industries. People are looking at next year saying it's going to be worse than this one, and this one's been hell. So, yeah, certainly the frustration is rising, and people are feeling pretty bleak about their futures.
Always good to have you on the program, Paul. Appreciate it very much. Paul Painter, Yummy Fruit Company General Manager with us.